The Turkish parliament approved the presence of about 600 Turkish troops to be stationed near Doha. That doesn't sound like a lot, but the symbolic value is big. Professor İlter Turan of Bilgi University in Istanbul says the decision of the parliament was fast-tracked.
Turkey was in a position to not back down from the policy it has been following in order to maintain credibility, because not coming to the support of Qatar now would essentially create the impression of being an unreliable partner. I think as Qatar changes its policies, Turkey will probably make an adjustment. But at the moment, Turkey had a commitment that had been in the making. There are already a number of Turkish soldiers in Qatar, so they simply proceeded with the ratification of the agreement.
The U.S. President Donald Trump has changed his tone somewhat and now seems ready to mediate in the crisis, but the situation remains difficult for Washington. They see that Turkey is getting involved actively, and Turkey, of course, is a NATO member that is crucial in the region.
The United States is trying to help iron out the differences between Qatar and Saudi Arabia rather than taking sides with Saudi Arabia. And it may well be the case that Saudi Arabia made a judgment that the conditions were favorable to engage in such a move. So if we also add to that the fact that the United States had not raised any objections to Turkey's growing military relationship with Qatar, and in view of the fact that the United States also has a very large base in Qatar in Al Ubaid, it may be that the United States will simply try to iron out differences and not necessarily make it an issue between Turkish and American relations.
So, was it a gamble of the Qataris to get the Turkish army on the territory and also to accept help from Iran, especially because getting close to Iran was one of the major complaints from Saudi Arabia and Emirates? Well, it seems that the Qataris felt more and more cornered, and they also saw what the Saudis can do, for instance, in 2011, when the Saudi army went into Bahrain to quell an uprising, says Fawad Izadi of Tehran University.
There's a threat that the Saudis would do to Qatar what they did in Bahrain and try to interfere in politics of Qatar, maybe remove the current emir. So when you have a situation like that, we had this in Yemen also, then it's obvious for the Qatari government to get worried about what's going on. They are reaching out to Turkey, to Iran. So in general terms, Iran does not have any problem with Qatar defending itself. Iran doesn't have any problem with good relations between Turkey and Qatar.
And then there is the issue of food shortages and panic buying as a result of the economic blockade. Now, the story of panic buying and shortages seems to be a bit exaggerated. I've spoken to some witnesses on Thursday who just came from the supermarket Carrefour, and they said it was business as usual. And anyway, at the moment, goods can be shipped in, even though many inroads into Qatar are blocked.
The only side that is not blocked is the north side of Qatar. They are blocked from south. The Saudis are blocking the only roads that are leading to Qatar, land roads. They are blocked from east. They are blocked from west. Both UAE and Bahrain are blockading Qatar. Only country that is not blockading Qatar is Iran on the north side. Iran has said that they would do their best to help with food supplies. The Turkish government has done the same.
And so it seems that this blockade will not affect at least the Qatari citizens, although container shipping companies such as Maersk and COSCO have complained that they cannot reach the ports. But for now, there is a lot of diplomatic activity going on with the latest move of Trump, the Emir of Kuwait shuttling around the region, and so maybe this crisis won't last as long as everybody expected before.